Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Bedil. Maseches Krisis is dedicated by the Donors Fund. Le'ilu Nishmas Shena Esther Bas Rabbi Shaya.
Krisis Daf Yud Aleph. The sugi over here, the Mishnah, the end of Yudom at base, is discussing the din of Shifcho Harufo. This is the Gemara, the Mishnah, and the Mishnah tells us there's many differences in the Aveira of Shifcho Harufo, different than other Arayas we find in the Torah. And the first one is, says the Mishnah, this is the main difference we find between Shivcha and all other Aroyas, says the Mishnah, that the all other Aroyas has no difference between the Ish and the Isha, and the same Oynash which the Ish has, so does the Isha. If the Beshoigeg, the Chayiv Chatos, and if it's amazing, they're going to be Chayiv Koris. And this is a din on both of them, the Pasuk says, V'nichrisu, Hanefosho Isa Oysois, like the Gemara learned earlier in Daf Gimel. Over here by the Shivcha Harufa, we find a very interesting halacha. Says the Mishnah that the Chiyuv Oynish on the Ish is different than the Isha. The Ish is going to be Chayiv a Korban, like it says in the Pasuk, is Chayiv a Korban of Osham Shivcha Harufa. Masha'in Kenwell, so the Isha, the Shivcha herself, is going to be over a Lav, and she's going to get Malkus because the Pasuk later on, the Gemara learns out in Daf Yud Aleph, from the Pasuk of Bikoyres Tia, that she gets Malkus. And the Oynishim are not the same, he has the Korban, and she has a Chayivas Malkus. The Mishnah tells us the halacha that the isha, this is the lashon of the mishnah, kol ha'aroyos echad ha'ish ve'echad ha'isha shavim b'makis u'b'korban b'shivcha loy hishve loy ha'ish le'isha b'makis ve'loy hishve isha le'ish b'korban. Says the mishnah very clearly that the way of the din of the pasuk, the way they split up, is that there's no way that the ish is going to get malchus and the isha is not going to be chayiv b'korban. Says the minchas chinuch mitzvah ish samechvav in ois yud ches. That L'chriya, we have to understand over here, Bichlal, and this is Be'emes HaKdomah to the whole sugi over here of Shivcha Harufa. Says the Minchas Chinuch, most Rishonim hold that if someone is Baal Shivcha Harufa, he's over a lav of Lo'yeh Kodesh. The din of the Pasuk of Lo'yeh Kodesh is referring to a Shivcha Knainis, and the halacha is that if he's going to be Baal Shivcha Knainis, he's going to be over a Lo'yeh Kodesh. This is the shitta of most of the Rishonim. We'll see later on that the Rambam does have a different day in the Gedda of the Lav of Lo'yeh Kodesh, but most Rishonim take on in Gittin Daf Mem Aleph that the Issa of Lo'yeh Kodesh is referring to Shivcha, someone who's Bo al Shivcha Kenainis. Now, the din of Lo'yeh Kodesh, there's a Malkus, it's a normal Lav in the Torah, which someone is going to be over this Lav, he's going to get Malkus. Mamela asks him in Chas Chinuch, even if one is going to say that Be'emes Mitzad the Parsha of Shivcha Harufa, there's clear drushes in the Torah telling us that the korban belongs to the ish, and the malchus belongs to the isha. This is din b'koyres tia that she gets malchus, but not him. This is l'chayra only mitzad the parasha of Shivcha Harufa. But if we're gonna start discussing what about any other lav which the person will be over l'chayra, since this Shivcha Harufa is also a Shivcha Kenainis, memela there's a isa lav. Besides the parsha of Shivcha Harufa, there's another din that she's over lav of Lo'yeh Kodesh. Memela says a Michas Chinuch L'chayra, even though the Mishnah tells us very clearly that the Ish is not going to get any Malkus because the Malkus only belongs to the Isha, like it says, B'Koyres Tia, this is only because of the new Malkus of a parsha of Shivcha Harufa. But the Malkus which belongs to the normal lav of Lo'yeh Kodesh, this Ish is also going to be get Malkus for the lav of Lo'yeh Kodesh. Memela, we have to say, says Michas Chinuch Chidush, that even though the Mishnah tells us Lo'yo Ish Le'isha B'Malkus, this is not really the din, because Be'emes is going to get Malkus for the lav of Lo'yeh Kodesh, says Michas Chinuch. If you're going to be master him, if you give him Asro for this lav of Lo'yeh Kodesh, then he'll get Malkus. And the Mishnah is only referring to a case where he didn't give him any Malkus for the lav of Lo'yeh Kodesh, and therefore we're only discussing the lav because of the parsha of Shivcha Harufa, because it's Tiyeh. And on this, says the Mishnah Adin of Lo'yo Ish B'Malkus. Be'enechanami, if there's going to be a normal case of Asra, then he's going to get Malkus because of a different lav of Lo'yeh Kodesh. Now this, however, Be'emes the Magid Mishnah himself points out in Hilchas Yisurim, in Yisurim Bia, in Perik Yud Beis, Halach Yud Aleph. And he writes over there that the Rambam Be'emes has a different pshat in the lav of Lo'yeh Kodesh. The Rambam says that this is not referring to a Shivcha. If someone is Baal HaShivcha, he's not over the Aveir of Lo'yeh Kodesh. This is referring to someone who's Baal Bas Yisrael, someone who marries a Bas Yisrael, but says the Rambam, without any Kiddushin, without any Ksuba, he's Baal Bas Yisrael. Then the Aloch is, says the Rambam, this is called a Lo'yeh Kodesh, this is a Hefka and Znus, someone who's mezana with a bat Yisrael without any chuppah v'kiddushin. Says Rambam, this is a case of lo yeh kodesh. Not like the other Rishonim who say this is referring to a shivcha. Says the Magid Mishnah that Be'emes, what is the raya of the Rambam to say that if someone is ba'al a shivcha is not included in a lav of lo yeh kodesh? Says the Magid Mishnah, one can say that the Mekoy of the Rambam is from our Mishnah. Because since in our Mishnah, it doesn't differentiate, and the Mishnah tells us that Eino Ish Shove Le'isho B'Malkus, it would seem that there's never a case where the Ish can be Chayiv Malkus when he's Baal Shivcho Charufo. And L'Chayiv, if one is going to say that Shivcho has a lav of Lo'yeh Kodesh, then L'Chayiv should be able to get Malkus because of the lav of Lo'yeh Kodesh. Mamela, from here the Rambam takes this Chidush that Be'emes Lo'yeh Kodesh is not referring to Shivcho, but it's only referring to a case of Boal Bat Yisrael without Chuppah v'Kiddushin. Memela says in Michas Chinuch, and Echanami, according to the other Yishonim who disagree with the Rambam, and they hold that there is a lav of Lo Yeh Kodesh, we have to say that over here we're only discussing the Malkus because of the parish of Shivcha Charufa, but Be'emes, the Ish is going to be getting Malkus anyway if there's Asra because of the din of Lo Yeh Kodesh. The Karinariya in Yivomis Tafnun Hei Omed Aleph, over there, Rashi the Ramaschir Shivcha Charufo, he points out that Be'emes is kemat mefurish like this, and over there in Rashi, that Rashi also says that there is a Issa of Lo Yeh Kodesh on every single time you're going to be Baal Shivcha Charufo. And Rashi over there discusses, this is what the Gemara means over there, that the Chayvei Lavin have a Issa, besides the Issa of Shivcha Charufo, there's a Issa of Lo Yeh Kodesh. But says the Karinariya, this could be that Be'emes it depends on the machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva that we're going to learn about us in the sugya. What exactly is a shivcho charufa? Because according to Rabbi Shmuel, all the shivcho charufa is a shivcho k'nainis, a total shivcho k'nainis. Mameila, then it's Be'emes mistaba to say, like it's mavu over there in Rashi, that there's going to be a issa of lo yeh kodesh because she's on a regular shivcho. Mashein came says a karinir achidush according to Rabbi Akiva, who he holds, and this is how we paskin, that Rabbi Akiva holds that Shivcha Charufo is only someone who's a Chetzio Shivcho, the Chetzio Baschirin. Memela, one can say a Svara that there's already missing in the din of Lo Yeh Kodesh, and you're not going to be over at all the lav of Lo Yeh Kodesh, even though she's a Chetzio Shivcho, because we say, we look at her, that since she's a Chetzio Baschirin, is already missing in her Kadeshus, she's not Mufkel Iznus, she hasn't got din, a total din of a shivcho, and therefore she's missing in the klal to include her into the klal of a kodesh, of a kadesha, and therefore you're not going to be over issa of lo yeh kodesh if he's going to be bar al chatzi shivcho v'chatzi baschirin. Memela says the Karinariya, this is a bit lighter, that in the case of the Mishnah in the Reisha where we say that the Ish is not going to be getting any Malkus, is because according to Rabbi Akiva al Koponim, the Be'emes won't be any Malkus, a chidush of the Karinariya, that according to Rabbi Akiva, there's not going to be any Malkus on Lo Yeh Kodesh because she's a Chatzia Bas Chayin. The Maisa, the Michas Chinuch, adds on a very important point, and he says that even though, as we said, according to the other Rishonim, we should be getting Malkus because of the lav of Lo Yeh Kodesh, which is the lav by every single shivcho, but Be'emes, there are some people who are not nichlal, are not included in having this avir of Lo Yeh Kodesh. Rabbeinu Tam in Toisves, in Gittin, Daf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph, in Toisves over there, Divam Aschil Liso, says that a mamza, he does not include it, he does not have an avir of Lo Yeh Kodesh, and he's allowed to marry a shivcho. The mamza does not have any avir of Lo Yeh Kodesh. Memeila says in Michas Chinuch, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if a mamza is bor al shivcho charufo, even though he's allowed to marry a shivcho, and there's no lav of Lo Yeh Kodesh, but a shivcho charufo, who as the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Akiva, is Mureses Levi Divri, therefore there's going to be a Issa and a parasha of shivcho charufo. And in this case, Be'emes, the mamza will not be getting any malchus, but he's going to be chayiv a korban. Mashenkin, a normal person, will be chayiv a Lo Yeh Kodesh, but there is cases, like a mamza, according to Rabbeinu Tam, where there's only going to be the parasha of Shivcho Charufo, since he's mutter, but Shivcho, because he hasn't got a lav of Lo Yeh Kodesh. So too, says Michas Chinuch, another case is Eved Ivri. The Eved Ivri is allowed to marry a Shivcho, and the Mela, in that case, if he's going to be bar Shivcho Charufo, then he doesn't have a lav of Lo Yeh Kodesh, but he's still going to have the parasha of Shivcho Charufo. But this depends if Be'emes, the Eved Ivri, doesn't have at all the din of Lo Yeh Kodesh, or it is only a heter for him to marry his own shivcho. This is discussed over there in the Marsha in Gittin, that from Aleph Amid Aleph. Memela, if we say that the Eved Ivri Be'emes does have a lav of a Lo Yeh Kodesh by a different shivcho, which is not his own, Memela then is going to be included in this horror of the Michas Chinuch that he'll get a lav of Lo Yeh Kodesh. Only if we say that Abedivri is a heter and doesn't have any issa at all of Le'yeh Kodesh because he can marry a Shifcha, then he's going to be only included in the parash of Shifcha Charufa, and he will not get any Malkus, only he'll be Chayiv a Kolben because of this parash of Shifcha Charufa. Another Ha'ara says in Minchas Chinuch Avayi Yisoydis Diga Ha'ara, built on what he just discussed now, that in the parash of a Shifcha Charufa, you always have to go and discuss what happened with the Lav of Le'yeh Kodesh. Says in Chas Chinuch, the Mishnah here tells us that there's another difference between the Shifchal Charufa and other Arayis. Normally, in other Arayis, there's a Chiyuv already by Haroa, not just by the Gemar Bia, already right at the beginning, already is Chayiv on Haroa itself. Mashenke, Mashifchal Charufa, the din is that also Bohen, Loi also Bohen, as Amayre Kegoyim, says Rashi, because it says in Posuk that we need to have Shichva Zera, Roi Le'adzriya, and this is only by the Gemar Bia, Memela, the Shifcha Charufa does not have any Issa in the case of the Haroah. So too, the Mishnah later on in Daf Yud Aleph tells us that there's no Issa by Shiloi Kedarika because it's not Roi Le'adzriya. Memela, these are cases which are different in the Issa between Shifcha Charufa and other Arayis. Says Minchas Chinuch, if one is going to say that the Maisa is going to be a Issa of Lo Yeh Kodesh because she's also a Shifcha, then L'chayyur Enechanami, the Mishnah tells us that there's no Chiyuv on Haror because it's not Roi Le'adzriya, but this is only when we're discussing the parash of Shifcha Charufa. But since we said that according to most Rishonim, a Shifcha also has a Issa of Lo Yeh Kodesh, Memela, even by Haror, even by the beginning of the beer, and so too by beer Shloi Kedarika, you're going to be Chayiv, like all other Chayiv Lavin. There's no difference between the Haror and Gemar beer, and you're Chayiv also on Shloi Kedarika, on Mishkeve Isha, on the two Mishkovas, you're Chayiv also on Shloi Kedarika, not just on the beer Kedarika. Memela, it comes out that not just the first din of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says that the Ish is not Chayiv Malkus, and this we said that the Chayiv in the case of Lo'yeh Kodesh will get Malkus, but so too the other dinim of the Mishnah, the din of Haroah, the din of Shloi Kedarika, are also only referring to the din of the parsha of Shifcha Charufa, but they're not referring to the din of the din of the lav of Lo Yeh Kodesh. If it's applicable to this person, he's not a mamza, he's not a Eved Ivri, Memela is going to be chayiv anyway on Haroah. Memela says, Michas Chinuch Bemes, this is misleading, the pashtus of the Mishnah is mashma, that it's never negea to be chayiv on Haroah, and Bemes is going to be, normally, you're going to be chayiv on Haroah because of a different lav, because of the lav of Lo Yeh Kodesh. Now it's worth pointing out that even though the Michas Chinuch takes on over here Bipshitus, and he says that there is a lav of Lo Yeh Kodesh already by the Haror, just like every other Chayvi Lavin, where you Chayv already right at the beginning of the beer, you're already Chayv because of Chayvi Lavin, you Chayv on Haror, so too the lav of Lo Yeh Kodesh. But this din is not simple at all, and it's a big machlokes in Achrinim if the lav of Lo Yeh Kodesh also has a Chiyuv by Haror and also by Shloi Kedarika. Because there's a svara which is mentioned, many achronim say this svara, first in the Sefer HaMakne, in Hilchus Kedushin Simcha Vov, the Tam HaMelech, in the Zagoyes on the Shahar HaMelech, in Isuri Bia, Peyuk Yud Zayin Alochiches, so to the Shoshana Soamokim in Klal Dalet and others, they all say that there's Yisoid which one can possibly suggest, Benegea the Lav of Lo Yeh Kodesh, that you're only going to be chayev bigmar bia, and you're only going to be chayev if it's possible to be roi la'adzriya, to have children. And the reason is, because if we look in the Rambam tells us in Naru Besula, in Peyuk Beis, Haloch Yud Zayin, that the Iker Issa of this din of Lo Yeh Kodesh is because of the Pasuk, which the Pasuk tells us, Umola ho'oret zimo, the Pasuk tells us in Vayikra, Yutes Choftes, that if you're going to be hefke znus, then it's going to be a din of a molahoret zima will come out, that will be hefke, there will be no yichus, no one will know who their father is, and it will come out, says Rambam, a big michshel in the yichus of Klal Yisrael, and it will come out, the av is noise bitoy, the ach noise achoisoy, and this is what the Mishnah, the Pasuk tells us, molahoret zima, this is the lav of Lo Yeh Kodesh. Memela, say the achrinim, the makne and others, that the reason, since the Rambam gives us the reason of Umola Oret Zimo, Av Noise Bitoy, Vach Noise Achoise, is not going to be any Yichas, no one will know who their father is, who their brother, their sister is. Memele, it could be that the whole Av, you're only over if it's possible to have children, and this would only be by the Gemar Bia, and by Bia Kedarka. Memele, in the case of a Bia, which is only the beginning, the Haror, or in the case of a Bia Shloi Kedarka, which is not Roy Le'adzriya, and it'll never be possible to come to a situation of a Molo Oyed Zima where it'll come to Hefka, Therefore, there's no lav of lo yeh kodesh. So even though lo yeh kodesh is a regular chayve lavin, a normal chayve lavin, the averibui that the chayve edim baro, but this lav is different because we need a tzor of umola or edzima, which is not possible by the aro and the bioshluke darko. Memela, according to this cheshbon, will come out that even if we're going to say there's a lav over here of lo yeh kodesh, Afal Pikain, even so, there's still only going to be chayev only by gemabia and only by bia kedarko. But Be'emes, the Michas Chinuch later on in Mitzvah Tovkuf Nuntes, he points out that this Ha'orah, which he said on the Mishnah by us, is even according to this Yisoid of the Achrinim, of the Makne and others who say that the Lav of Lo Yeh Kodesh is only by Gmar Bia, but says the Michas Chinuch, they are only discussing the Shitta of the Rambam. Because as we said above, that the Rambam's Shitta is that the Lo Yeh Kodesh is not referring to a Shivcha. It is referring to a Bas Yisrael, someone who's Baal Bas Yisrael without any Kiddushin. This is what it means, Lo Yeh Kodesh, you're not allowed to be Mezana with a Bas Yisrael, but Derech Hefke. On that, says Rambam, the reason is because of Mola Oret Zimo, and Mamela say that Achrini Mechidush that could be Yoni Chayev, Bigmar Bia, and also with a Bia Kedarko. Masha'inkin, according to most Yishainim, who take on that the normal Pshat in Lo Yeh Kodesh, like the Targum Onkel says, this is referring to a Shivcha. Memela, this is a regular chayvei lavin. This is not the reason because of the Rambam umola or etzimo. This is because there's an issa to marry a shivcha kenainis. She's not a Yisraelis. It's like a regular chayvei lavin, and memela doesn't apply at all. This is what achrinim taina that he should only be chayev bigmar bia and by bia kedarko. Memela, according to most rishonim, who say that be'emes is going to be a lav of lo yeh kodesh, which was the ikar horror over here in the Mishnah. Memela, the horror comes back again. Says the Michas Chinuch Mitzvah Tovkuf Nuntes in Ois Dalet over there, that the Memela in our case, even though the Mishnah tells us Vashivcha Charufa, there's no Chiyuv by the Haror, but there is going to be a Issa because of the Lav of Lo Yeh Kodesh, also by Bia Shloi Kedarko, and the Yisoid of all these Achrinim is only in the Shitta of the Rambam. Memela comes out to be Mesakim. To summarize what we spoke, there's a big machlokes between the Rambam and the other Yishonim in exact Lav of Lo Yeh Kodesh. Most Yishonim take on, like the Targum Onkelos, the Lav of Lo Yeh Kodesh is referring to someone who's Baal HaShivcha, whereas the Rambam says that this Issa is someone who's Baal Bas Yisrael without Kiddushin. And Mamela, according to the Shitta of the Rambam, the Achrinim Avi Yisoy, there could be that maybe the only Issa is only by a Bia Haroi LaAzriya, which is a Gemara Bia, and by a Bia Kedarko. Masha'inkin, according to the other Rishonim, then Yichai V'Redi Bahara, and also by Bia Shiloi Kedarko. Mamela, according to the Rishonim, it comes out in our Mishnah, by every Shivcha Charufa, we always have to say that we're not talking about a case where he's over because of the Issa of Lo Yeh Kodesh, either there's no Asra on that Lav, or we're talking about a Mamza, or we're talking about a Eved Ivri, like the Minchas Chinuch suggests, different people who are not over Lo Yeh Kodesh, and they're only over because of the Parasha of Shivcha Charufa. And on that says the Mishnah, that there's a difference between Shivcha Charufa and other Aroyes, Benigea the Kor, the Malkus of the Ish, and Benigea Haror and Gemar Bia, and also the Bia Kedalko and Bia Shloi Kedalko. Now, a very similar horror is found in the Beis Meir, in Eben Ezer, Simen Tet Zayin, Sif Gimel, also Yesod Sdiga Horror over here on the Mishnah. And he asks from our Mishnah on the Yesod of the Mishnah Lemelech. The Mishnah Lemelech says in Avodim Peir Gimel Alochi Gimel, that a Kohen, as we know, is not allowed to marry someone who's defined as a Zoino. The Gemara tells us in Kedushin, a Kohen is Nashgaz, is Adel Issa, a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Zoino. Says the Mishnah Lemelech, a Kohen who's Baal HaShivcha is also Chayev and Loike Oloa Mishum Zoino. A Shivcha is also included in the category of a Zoino, and therefore a Kohen who's going to be Baal HaShivcha is going to be Chayev for the Issa of Zoino. Asks the Beis Meir on the Mishnah Lemelech, that l'chayre, it is muchach in our Mishnah, that this is not a din, and we have to say that a Shivcha, because she's a Shivcha Knainis, she's not included in someone being called a Zoino. And Mamela, a Kohen, is not going to be over on the Issa of Zoino if he's going to be Baal HaShivcha. Says the Beis Meir, the Mishnah tells us clearly that if someone is Baal HaShivcha Charufa, the Ish is only Chayv HaKorban and there's no Malkus. Now, if we're going to say that it's possible for the Ish to get Malkus, because if he's a Kohen, he's going to be get Malkus for the Issa of Zoino, then L'chayre, why does the Mishnah say, Bipshitas over here, that the Ish never gets any Malkus? L'chayre is going to be getting Malkus for the Issa Zayna, and so too he's going to be getting Malkus by the Hara, and he'll get Malkus also by the Biyosh Leikadarko. So from the fact that we find over here in the Mishnah that by Shivchal Harufa Yonichayev, a korban, and is only chayev by the Gemara Bia, is a raya that even the Kohen, the Mishnah doesn't differentiate between the Yisrael and the Kohen. It is mashma in the Mishnah that there's never a chetimtza, never a case where the Kohen is going to be getting Malkus because of this Issa of Zoyna. Mamela, from here, the Beis Meir takes out this Yisrael that argues on the Mishnah of the Melech, and he says it must be that there's no possibility to be chayev at Zoyna because the Shivcha Be'emes is not included in Issa Zoyna. So as we said above, it is not so simple, chayev, from the pashtus of the Mishnah, because it could be normally chayev anyway, it's a different lav of Lo Yeh Kodesh. Mamela could be also a Kohen. We'll get another lav of Zoyna also. We're only referring to the parasha of Shivcha Harufa. But the Milchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Rish Samechvav, earlier in Oitz Yud Zayin, he brings down this tain of the Beis Meir, and he asks even more. He says that, how can the Beis Meir go and argue on the Mishnah of the Melech and say that his Shivcha is not included in the klal of a Zoyna? Over here, Shivcha Harufa, Pashtus, La Locha, we pass La Yerba Akiva, that Shivcha Harufa is a Chatzi Shivcha v'Chatzi Baschirin. Now the klal is mefurish in the Rambam in Isurei Bia Perik Yudches Halacha Gimel that a shivcha meshuchreres after she's been freed already, then she's definitely included in the klal of a zoyna. The Rambam paskins clearly that a koyin habor shivcha meshuchreres is chayiv because he's bor al zoyna. The chiddush of the Mishnah Melech was that even when she's still a shivcha under her ordering is also she's already included in the parsha of a zoyna. But the Rambam says mefurish that shivcha meshuchreres has an issa of a zoyna. Mamela over here, since she's a chetzi shivcha v'chetzi baschoyin, l'chayra, he should be able to get malchus and should be also for the koyin because of the tzad baschoyin. Because this chelik of a baschoyin, she is definitely a zoyna anyway, then of course we're going to have to say in our Mishnah that we're not referring to the malchus and to the issa of zoyna which the koyin has. Mamela, there's no raya at all from our Mishnah to say that the shivcha itself is not included in the issa of a zoyna, because anyway we have to say so because she has a chetzi baschoyin, which is definite that she has the Issa of Zoyna, and Bal Kochoch, we're not discussing this Issa, like we said, we're not discussing the Issa of Lo Yeh Kodesh. Memeila, there's no Raya at all from our Mishnah, L'chiria, says the Michas Chinuch, a Taina on the Bismir's Raya from our Mishnah, not like the Yisoid of the Mishnah of the Melech, whether the Issa of Zoyna applies to a Shivcha, even when she's not Meshucheres, and she's still under her Odoin. Now, moving further on into the Din of the Mishnah, which we mentioned, the Mishnah tells us that the difference between Shivcha Harufa and other Arayis, that the Shivcha Harufa is only chayv on the Gemar Bia, not chayv at the beginning, says Rashi, because it says in Pasuk, Vayika Yutes Chof, it says in Pasuk Shichva Zera, Mamela, we need to have a Bia, Horuya La Azriya, this is only by the Gemar Bia. Now there's a very big machlokes in the Rishonim. In this din of Shichva Zera, that it has to be a Bia, Horuya La Azriya, there's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Tosfos Yeshonim. If this din is referring to the chiyuv korban of the ish, or it is referring also to the chiyuv malchus of the ish, as we said, there's beemes two einching going on over here. The ish has a einish of a korban, and the ish, the shivcha herself, gets malchus. Over here, we find in the Mishnah, the pashtus of the Mishnah, everything is referring to the ish, that he himself is not going to be chayv a korban on the haroah. He has to do a maisa bia, which is a gemar bia, sheroi la'azriya. And the Mishnah tells us that if he's not roi la'azriya, he is not chayv a korban. But pashtus, the din over here, is not just a mute on his chivas korban, it is also on her chivas malchus. The Rambam says this clearly. He passes like this din in his Surah Bia, Peir Gimel Alocha Tetzvav, says the Rambam, that if it's only a bia of haroah, then just like the ish himself is not going to be chayiv a korban, so too the isha, the shivcha, is not going to be chayiv malchus. But if you look at the Tosfos Yeshonim in Yevamos over there in Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph, Divar Maschil Midegoli, the Tosfos Yeshonim is mavur that he holds that the mute of the bia of the shivcha charufa that yoni chayiv begmar bia. This is only referring to the chivas osham, the chivas korban. On this, we need to have a bia horoy la'azriya. But the chi of Malkus, of the lav of Shivcha Harufa, this is like a lav of every other chayvi lavin that the Malkus you get already by Haror, just like every other chayvi lavin. And the whole chiluk of the Mishnah is only referring to the chivas korban, that there's no din of chivas korban in a case where it's only Haror. Big chiddush in the Tosfos Yeshonim that the dinim of the Mishnah of Roy Lazria is only referring to his chivas korban, but not referring to her chivas malchus. But as we said that the Rambam, the Pashtus, the sugya we're going to be learning later, is mashma that this is referring to both of their chiyuvim, and if in the case of Arosh, she also is not going to get any malchus. Now moving further on into the next din of the Mishnah, or the next din is also a very big machlokes rishonim. The Mishnah tells us a din on the top of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, that the, normally the din is that a chivas korban is only in the korban is brought b'shoigig. We learned earlier in the perek that there are sometimes korbanos which are brought b'shoigig, b'mezid also, not just b'shoigig, they also brought b'mezid. One of these korbanos is the Oshom Shifcha Charufos, as a Gemara earlier, we had a Makoy to be marba, that there's a korban, bein b'shoigig, bein b'mezid. Says the Mishnah, this is the din of the Mishnah, that osobo is amezid k'shoigig, that yosef chayiv b'mezid, that the ish is chayiv to bring a korban. This is like the Gemara, as we said, the Gemara earlier in Tesamad Aleph, l'abi shoigig k'mezid. Now, l'chayir, what would be the halacha of the isha? As we said, there's always two dinim, there's a din mitzad the ish, the chivas korban, but there's also a chivas malchus, which the shifcha is going to be getting. Pashtus, there's no drosha about the isha herself, and the isha is going to be getting malchus, only b'mezid. We know that the isha gets malchus only b'mezid. Always, the chivas malchus is only b'mezid. Mamela, there's no makoy at all everywhere, anywhere in the Torah to tell us that there's a chivas malchus even b'shoigig. We never find such an idea to have a chivas malchus even b'shoigig. And mamela, even though the Mishnah tells us that there's no difference between a mezid and a shoigig, this is only referring to the korban of the ish. But of course, b'negia, the malchus of the isha, she is going to be chayiv malchus only b'mezid. And Mamela b'shoigig, she's going to be potter for malchus, and as we'll learn later on, it could be that this will automatically cause that he should also be potter from his korban, because she is potter, and like we'll learn later on, that it could be if she's potter, in this case also, he is going to become potter. Masha'inkin, the ish comes out that the whole halacha over here on the Mishnah of Mezid k'shoigig is only referring to the halacha of the korban, but the isha is only going to be chayiv korban, is only going to be chayiv malchus b'mezid. This is the pashtus of the Mishnah, and like all the rishonim take on over here in Daf Yud Aleph, Tosfos later on, the Rosh over here in the Shita Mekubet says that there's a chivas malchus by the isha only b'mezid. But the Tosfos Yom Tov by us over here in the Mishnah in Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet, the Mishnah on the Melech quotes the Tosfos Yom Tov in the Cheshkoges at the beginning of Perek Tes, Halacha Aleph, that the Tosfos Yom Tov brings down a very interesting Loshon of the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis at the beginning of Maseches Shabbos. The Rambam over there tells us, when he tells us all the different Yisurim which are we find in the Torah, says the Rambam, we never find in any mitzvah in the Torah that there's going to be Malchus B'Shoigig. Says the Rambam, Ein lonu b'chol ha-mitzvahs b'Torah she'yizchai bo ha-shoigig Malchus. But says the Rambam, there is one exception. And the exception is the Shivcho Charufo, says the Rambam, Lo'imotzinu b'chol ha-Torah elo b'Shivcho Charufo bilvad she'hu loike afilo al ha-shoigig. Says the Rambam, that by Shivcho Charufo there's a difference, that there's loike, she'hu loike afilo al ha-shoigig. Now says the Tosfos Yom Tov, this is definite, that what the Rambam says, she'hu loike afilo al ha-shoigig, this is definitely a tall sefer. Because there's no malchus at all on the case of a shifcho charufa. He, the ish himself, is not going to get any malchus. So the Rambam says shehu loike, which is a loshon zohar. L'chiria, this is definitely a tall sefer because he never gets any malchus. Mamela, we have to say in the Rambam that it's not supposed to say shehu loike. It's the Rambam supposed to say shehi loike. A very easy tall sefer, changing from a vav to a yud. And mamela, the Rambam is referring to the isha, that the isha is going to get malchus. And says the Rambam, I'm already chiddush halacha. Shehi loike afilu ala shoigig, says the Tosfos Yom Tov. This part is not all sefer, and it's mashma mafurish in the Rambam. The Rambam tells us that such a din is an exception to the rule which we know everywhere that there's malchus always only b'mezid. Says the Rambam that over here in the Shivcho Charufo, b'emes there's going to be malchus even b'shoigig. And this is b'emes, says the Tosfos Yom Tov, included in the Loshon of our Mishnah, that the Mishnah says by us also b'mezid k'shoigig. It's not just referring, as we said earlier, to the korban of the ish, but it's also referring to the malchus of the isha, that just like she gets malchus b'mezid, so too she's going to get malchus even b'shoigig also. And we have to say that the Rambam holds this is included in the klal of the Gemara earlier in Daf Tes, which we have a ribui, the Rabbi Shoigig k'mezid, over there there's another Gemara, the Rabbi Shoigig k'shoigig. This is all telling us that the chivas korban of the person of the ish is going to be bein b'mezid and bein b'shoigig, and the Rambam holds this is known enough to include also the chiyuv of the isha that the Isha also is going to get Malkus B'Shegeg. Very interesting idea, an interesting concept. We don't find normally anywhere in the Torah that there should be a Chiyuv Malkus B'Shegeg. And over here, says the Rambam, this is included in the Klal of our Mishnah. Says the Tosis Yom Tov, if we look also in the Rambam by us, in the Pirush Mishnah, it's in Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet, so too later on in Mishnah Vav, the Rambam is also in Mashma that we're referring, the Mishnah is referring both to the Ish and also to the Malkus of the Isha, and the Shifcho Charufa of Be'emes is going to be getting Malkus even B'Shoigeg also. Now Be'emes, we find this Mefurish in the Tshuva of the Rashbash. One of the Rishonim says in Siman Rish Yud Gimel, says the Rashbash, that the Shifcho is Chayiv Malkus Be'im B'Shoigeg or Be'im B'Mezid. And it's interesting that the Rashbash adds on Kide'isa B'Perik Arubo M'Chusri Kapor. This is like it says in the Perik Arubo M'Chusri Kapor, this second Perik over here on Krisis. Now, as we said, it's not Mefurish over here that we're referring to the Malkus of the Isha, but it seems like the Tosfos Yom Tov explains in the day of the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayis that the Rashbash also understood that this is the Kavon of our Mishnah, that there's a Chumrah Shehechmi B'Shivcho She'osa Bo is Amezid K'Shoigig, and it's referring also to the Shivcho that she has a din by Shoigig K'Mezid, that she's going to be Chayiv Malkus even B'Shoigig. This is Mefurish also in the Rashbash in Siman Reish Yud Gimel. But the Tosfos Yom Tov already points out that even though we said this at the Rambam Shitta in the Pirush Mishnayis, but it's Mefurish in the Yad HaChazokah of the Rambam that he was Chuzah, and he says now, like all other Rishonim in the Yad HaChazokah, he paskins clearly in Shkogos over there, the beginning of Perik Tes, so too in Yisuri Bia and Perik Gimel Alocha Tes Vov, the Rambam says Mefurish that the Shivcha is only Chayiv Malkus only if she's Mezido. Mefurish in the Rambam that the whole Chivas Malkus is only Bemezid and not by Shoigeg, and the Mishnah over here is referring to the din of the Ish that he is Chayiv a Korban both Bemezid, both Beshoigeg. Bemeila, we learned here very say the Sigma Machlekes, and the Rambam seems to hold in the Pesha Mishnais, we said the Chuvas Rashbash says so, that there's a Chivas Malkus Beshoigeg even on the Isha, and this is a Mechudish Digger Malkus which we find over here Pshat in our Mishnah, even referring to the Malkus of the Shifcha Chayufa. Now moving further on into the Gemara brings down a Braise, Tanu Rabbonon, Bizman Sho Isha Loike, Ho Ish Mevi Korban. The only time when a person brings a Korban, the Ish is going to bring a Korban, is only if the Isha is going to be getting Malkus. Ein Ho Isha Loike, says the Braise. If the Isha is not going to get any Malkus, then Ein Ho Ish Mevi Korban. And the Gemara learns this out from the fact that we switch over in the middle of the parasha from the Ish to the Isha, and the Heviyas Hashomer says the Gemara must be teaching us this halacha that the only case where the Ish is going to be Chayev a Korban, this is only if the Isha is going to be getting Malkus. And any time the Isha is not going to be Loike, the Ish is not going to be Chayev any Korban. Rashi says the case of the Braisa where it says Ein Ho Isha Loike, says Rashi this is referring to a case where the Isha, the Shivcha Charufa, is a Ketano. And therefore, she's not going to bring any korban. She's not going to bring any she's not mechuyev malkus. And therefore, he is not going to be chayev a korban. Tosfos says that this is referring to a case where she's a shoigig. As we said, most rishonim take on that in the case where she's a shoigig, then she's potter from malkus. Memela, he's also going to be potter from his chiyuv korban. Reb Zalman Sender over here in his chidushim, in chidushim Reb Zalman Sender, he points out that even though Rashi over here says that we're referring to someone who's a ketano, and therefore she's potter from Malkus, but Rashi also agrees with the din of Tosfos, like Rashi says Mefurish later on in the Mishnah, that in a case where she's a shigeges, she's potter from Malkus, and therefore he is also going to be potter from his chivas korban, because we always need the Isha to be loike in order for him to bring a korban. Now the case of the Gemara, as we said, Rashi says, we're referring to a case where she doesn't get any Malkus, because she's a ketano, and because she's a ketano, therefore he's not going to be any malkus from her part, and Mamela, he's not going to be chayv a korban because he's hukash leisha. There's a very famous question over here, interesting shaila, that lechira we have to understand the mechas chinuch asks this question in mitzvah kuf choftes in ois choftes, so too Rebbe Kveiger in his Gilyan Arambam in his suri bia peir gimel alocha tetzvav, he asks the same question. We found this question also over here in the Rishash, in the chedushi chasam seif over here, in the Sefer Tiv Gittin, in Gittin Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, they all ask a very interesting question. How is it possible to have a case of a Shifcha Charufa that could be over the Issa of a Shifcha Charufa when she's a Ketano? As we know, Rebbe Kiva Al-Koponim La'alocha, who says that the case of a Shifcha Charufa is a Chetzio Shifcha V'Chetzio Bas Chayin, Hamureses Le'Eved Ivri. She's Mureses, she's engaged to the Eved Ivri, And this is the case where you're going to be chayiv because of the issa of shifcha chayufa. This is what the pasuk means. Vehi shifcha necherefes leish means she's married, she's engaged to this ish. She's already had kedushin from the evedivri who's mekadesh the shifcha, who's a chetzir shifcha v'chetzir bas chayin. Says ask the achrinim mechatzchinuch bekveiga. They ask that if so, how is it possible for this shifcha to be a ketano? Normally, the only case we have kedushin by a ketano is only possible only through a father. The din is that Yisrael, a father, could go be Mekadesh, his daughter. There's a din of Kiddushin that we learned in the beginning of Kiddushin. Over here, the Ktano, over here, this Shifcha, her father, she doesn't have any father who's Yisrael. Her father is either a Goy or a Eved. Mamela, there's no possibility for the father to go be Mekadesh to marry off her daughter who's a Shifcha, his daughter who's a Shifcha when she's a Ktano. Mameila lechir, there's never a case of a shifcha charufa when she's going to be a ketano. How can Rashi over here say that we're talking about the case of an eino that she doesn't get any malchus because she's a ketano lechir? There's no case at all of a shifcha charufa when she's a ketano later on. Also in the Mishnah, we find the case of a din of a shifcha charufa when she's a ketano lechir. According to Bekiva, this is not possible because there can't be any kedushin by a ketano. The Mechatz Chinuch, so to Bekiva Eger, brings down over there this tshuva. This answer from his son, Reb Shlomo Eger, and they both answer very interesting teretz, and they say that it's possible, l'chayra one can say, according to the Prima Godim, who says a klal, in his Psicha Akrileles to the Urechayim, in Chilik Beis and Oishchof, says in Prima Godim, Oishoid, that if we have a case of Yisrael, who's Bo al Shifcha, who's a Chatzio Shifcha, the Chatzio Bas Chirin, and they have a child, even though this Yisrael is not allowed to marry, it's Oiva Avera, he's not allowed to marry someone who's a Chatzio Shifcha, the Chatzio Bas Chirin, because of a Pchilek HaShifcha. What happens if he was Oiva and he married a Chatzio Shifcha, the Chatzio Bas Chirin, and the Yoldon Akeva, they had a child, a girl? Now, what is the aloch of this girl? How do we look at her? Do we look at her that she's Mitziachis after her mother, and therefore she has a din of a Chatzio Shifcha? Maybe she has a din of a of the Chelek of Ben Chirin of the father. Says the Prima Godim that the din of this child is going to be also a Chatzio Shifcha of a Chatzio Bas Chirin. Because the Chelek, which is a Bas Chirin, she's Mitziachis after her father, because there's a Kedushin Toivsin on that part, and therefore she has a aloch of a Chatzio Yisraelis. And so too, the Chatzio Shifcha, she takes after her mother, and this Chatzio Shifcha is going to go over onto her also, and she's therefore remains with being a Chatzio Shifcha of a Chatzio Bas Chirin. So this is the Prima Godim's Yisoid, that if someone is born, even in Yisrael, who gets married to this Shifcha, Chatzio Shifcha of a Chatzio Bas Chirin, and has a child and a Keva, this is the Keva also, is a Chatzio Shifcha of a Chatzio Bas Chirin. Mameila says, that if this is the case, we can have now a possibility of someone who's a Chatzio Shifcha, the Chatzio Bas Chirin, who the father actually is Yisrael, because the Yisrael, the father was the one who was born, the mother was also Chatzio Shifcha, the Chatzio Bas Chirin, and the father has a koyach to be Mekadesh, this Chilek, which is a Chatzio Bas Chirin, to a Eved Ivri, and this could be the case of the Gemara of the year, of a Mureses Le'Eved Ivri, even back Tano, if the father was Yisrael, in the case where he was himself born al Chatzio Shifcha, the Chatzio Bas Chirin. So it is possible to have a Chatzio Shifcha, the Chatzio Bas Chirin, who has a father who's actually Yisrael. The Rishash answers interesting teretz to the Ikka Kasha, where we ask that how is it possible for her to have a father who's Yisrael. Says the Rishash that maybe Enchenami, she wasn't miskadeshes through her father, because her father is normally a Goy or a Eved. The case we could be referring to is where she became already a Gdoila. And she was a Gdoila, and therefore she was Mekadish herself. She was Mekabel Kedushin from this Eved. And her Chilek of Chatzio Bas Chirin, she was already Mekabel Kedushin when she became a Gdoila. But later on, there was a Ibu HaShono, later on Bezdin came, and they made a Lipye, and they added on an extra Chodesh. And now, as it says in the Yishalmi, she becomes back a Ketano again, just like a 3-year-old, says the Yishalmi. This mavur always that she becomes a besule chayzrin, she becomes back someone who has besulim again. So too, she is going to be now becoming a ketano because she hasn't become yet a gedoyla or bas yud beis since she was nisaba ashana. Says the Rishash Amoridig Yechidush that one can say that maybe even though now bezdin were ma'aba the shana bezdin made a lipye and now she becomes afterwards a ketano again. But this is only if you want to now discuss what is she? Is she a ketano or a gedoyla? She has a locha of a ketano le mafreya. But Lemaisa, the Kedushin which she was already Mekabel, and she got this Kedushin when she was already a din of a Gedoyla, because then Bezdin hadn't yet been Ma'abed the Shona, then could be that this Kiddushin actually never goes away and there's never Poka, because the actual Maisa Kiddushin took place in a time when she had the din of a Gedoilo, B'Shas Maisa, then she had the din of a Gedoilo because there wasn't yet a leap year. And even though afterwards and there's a leap year, everything goes backwards and she says she has a din of a Katana also, but the Kiddushin could be, is not Poka Lamafriya. But then the Rishash says the Maisa is a big Kiddush. L'chayyur, Pashtus has to be that since she becomes a Ketano Lemafriya, then Pashtus also, the Kedushin, is going to be Poka Lemafriya also. So this is what the Rishash suggests. Maybe we can have a case of a Shivcho, a Chatzi Shivcho, the Chatzi Baschirin, who actually became a Gedoilo and was Bekadal Kedushin, and then afterwards she became back a Ketano again. Maybe the Kedushin, a Sofik in the Rishash, if the Kedushin is also going to become Poka Lemafriya. I'm moving further on into the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Omer b'Yitzchok lo ilo minichayev elo ashivcho beulo bilvad." The chiyuv of shivcho chayufa is only if she's already a shivcho chayufa, is already a beulo. Shenema, it says in the pasuk v'yishivcho necherefes leish. And the Gemara says that the word necherefes is a lashon of shinui. She's ready mishtane and she's ready has a din of a beulo. Now there's a few sfeikis over here which the achrinim clear shailes. Interesting shailes. In this halacha of a shivcho that she has to be a beulo. The first shaila says orchane. Is that what happens if this Isha, who's a Shivcho Charufa, she's already a Ba'ula, but she's only a Ba'ula Sheloi Kedarka? Is that enough to say that she's called the Isha Nechirefes Le'ish, where she's ready Nishtane? Or do we say that since Lemaisa, she hasn't had a Bio Kedarka and a Besulim still in place, therefore it could be this is not called a Shinui, she hasn't had a Shinui in her Guf, even though she had already a Bio Sheloi Kedarka? Says the Ochlane, the Mechatzchin Choso, in Mitzvah Kuf Chav Tes and Ois Chav Ches, that Misvore Be'emes is taken not enough to go and say she had a Bio Sheloi Kedarka or Pashtus, she has to have a Bio Kedarka because it says a Loshen of Shinui, this is the Chuyo Oni by a Bio Kedarka, and the Medai Kleklis Mefurish in the Loshen of the Rambam over there in Shkogis in Perik Tes Halacha Aleph. But says the Mechatzchin Choso, if you look over there in the Loshen of the Rambam, it's mashma in the Rambam that not just we need to have that this shivcho should be a ba'ulo kedarko, but it also has to be a real maisa bia with a gemara bia. And the Rambam's loshen is mashma that we need to, that this ba'ulo should be a ba'ulo gemura also with a gemara bia. And says in Michas Chinuch, this is a chidush, because even though we can say and understand that she has to have a bia kedarko to take away the besulim, but not every case where the besulim are already gone is this called a gemara bia. It is enough to have a maisa ara with a heishi besulim. That was enough to take away the Besulim to be called an Echerefes. Why does the Rambam hold that we need to have a Gemar beer in order that she should be called a Shinui of an Echerefes? L'chirin says in Michas Chinuch, it's a Chidush, that to say that besides the beer Kedarko, we also need to have a beer of a Gemar beer in order to be called an Echerefes Leish Milosh Shinui. Another Sofik says Orch Leneh, we have to know, does this din of Echerefes Leish what will be in a case where he married this Shifcha, he was Bo. Alis Shivcho Charufa when she was a Besulo. So in the first Bia, she was actually a Besulo, but afterwards she became a Beulo because of his Maisa Bia himself. And afterwards he himself was Bo on this Shivcho Charufa a second time. Do we say that now the Maisa she's Nishtane, so even though he's not going to be Chayev from the first Maisa Bia because she was a Besulo, but now she's already a Beulo, Mameli going to be Chayev because she's already Beulo Mikoidim? Or do we say that the Beulo Mikoidim of here on the Gemara is needed, that she should already be before he himself, and it is not enough if he does the Maisa Shinui, that he can be ready Chayiv on a second beer. Maybe she has to become Ba'ula through someone else, to have this Shinui through someone else, and it's not enough if through he himself. This is a suffix of the Orch Laneh. In the Klichemdo, in Pashas Kedushim over there in Yutes Chof, over there the Klichemdo says, a Meridig Echidush, he says that the Pasuk is Mashma V'yishivcho Necherefes Le'ish. And the Gemara via tells us that Nechirefes is not just that she's Mekudeshes, she's Moreses to the Eish, like a Bekiva of a Moreses Levedivri, but it is more than that, she's actually Nishtane, she's Menoshin Shinui of Nechirefes Leish. Says the Klichemdo, it is Mashma in the Loshon of the Pasuk, that the Nechirefes, the Shinui actually took place, Leish, to this person she's engaged to, she's married to. This is the way she became a Ba'ulo, not through any other person, through a Znus, but because of this Moreses Levedivri, this Evedivri himself was the one who's Baaleo, and the Pasuk is telling us that it's not enough that she's Moreses Levedivri, she also has to be Necherefes Leish, she has to have a Shinui already done to her through the Ish, this is through a Maisa Bia already done, and only in a case where it was Necherefes Loi to this Ish himself, then this is included in the klal of the pasuk of Nechrefes Leish. Mamela says a klichem do meidi yechidush, that even though the shivcha chayufa was already a ba'ula through someone else, but as long as this ish himself wasn't Nechrefes Leish, he wasn't through him himself, this is not enough to make her into a ba'ula. And Mamela says a klichem do abemis is going to be potter, not going to be nichlal in the klal of the parasha of shivcha chayufa. Now this chidush, if you look over here in Agoyis of Reblozum Mishahovitz, he says Mefurish, mitzad the drashas of the psukim, that it is mefurish in the psukim also, says the Blazer Moshe, not like the Klichemdo, and he says it is enough to be nechrefes to any ish, and any person who made it into a ba'ula is also enough to become nischayev and to go and be included in the klal of nechrefes, and therefore he's going to be chayev for the parsha of Shivcha Charufa. Memeila, according to the Blazer Moshe, it is by the negea, the shayla of the Ochlaneh, is it dafka because any other person, or maybe he himself, can make this shinui alone enough to become chayev by the bir shniya, by his second bir. Now maybe there's a few discussions, what exactly is needed to become a ba'ula. Is this dafke, as we said, the Rambam says he needs a bir kedarko, it is mashma and the Rambam, we need also a gemar bir, and then who exactly has to do the bir? It could be anyone is alone enough, this is a Blazer Moshe Horowitz, the Klichemdo says only the Yeved Ivri himself, and the Ochlaneh is mesupik, what about him himself, if he, the person who's now being bought as Shifra Harufa, and can he be chayev on the Bir Shnio through his Maisa Bir, which he made her into Nechrefes, is this also enough to be called and included in the klal of the he Shifra Nechrefes Leish? Now moving further on into the Gemara, there's a Machlekes over here, Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Akiva, Rebbe Blaz Ben Azariah, all the different deis of what exactly is the Shifra Harufa. Says Rebbe Akiva, this, as we said a few times, this is how we pass in Halacha. This Shifcha Charufa is a Chatzia Shifcha, the Chatzia Baschirin Amireses Le'Eved Ivri. This is the case of a Shifcha Charufa. Now, there's a very big Machlekes Rishonim, which is the Machlekes Rishonim is in Gittin, Daf Lamed Vav Omed Aleph. This is the main place of the Machlekes. A very Yesodasig Machlekes over here in understanding the Shit of Rebbe Akiva. And the Machlekes over here is, do we say that this din which the Gemara says that the Shifcha Charufa is Mureses Le'Eved Ivri? Does the Gemara say Eved Ivri, Dafka, this is the case, Dafka, that she's Moreses to Eved Ivri, but not if she's Moreses to Yisrael, to a Pasha to Yisrael, this won't be enough? Or do we say that normally, the case of a Chatzah Shivcha, of a Chatzah Baschirin, she's going to be Moreses, Dafka, to Eved Ivri? Because as we know, the Yisrael himself is not allowed to marry a Chatzah Shivcha, of a Chatzah Baschirin, even though he can be Mekadish, the Chatzah Baschirin, but Lemaisa, the Chatzah Shivcha, is going to be also to him, and Mamela is not allowed to go to marry her anyway. Mamela, normally, this person, this Shivcha, who is a Chatzah Shivcha, the Chatzah Baschirin, she's going to be automatically Moreses to a Eved Ivri, not to a Yisrael. So it could be this is the reason why the Gemara always talks about someone who's Moreses to Eved Ivri. But it could be Bemes, even if she's Moreses to Yisrael, even though he's not allowed to marry her, but he did Kedushin, the Kedushin is Teifus, and therefore, it could be this is also alone enough to say that she's a Shivcha Necherefes Leish because she's engaged and she's married to the Kedushin to this Yisrael, even though the Yisrael is not allowed to marry her. So this is a bigger Shaila, how to read the Gemara via Moreses Le'Eved Ivri, this Dafke, or is Lav Dafke. Rabbeinu Geshem over here, so to the Rashi in the Torah Square, and in Kedushin, Perikei Halacha Beis, they say Mefurish that Le'Eved Ivri is Dafke. Even though a Yisrael could also be Mekadisha, but Lemaitse the Gemara says over here Moreses Le'Eved Ivri, and this is Dafka Eved Ivri. But the Rashba in Gittin over there in Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, and so to the Rosh over there in Perik Dalet in Simon Lamed Zayin, they say that Eved Ivri is Lav Dafka, it could be also Yisrael, any Yisrael is also alone enough. So to the Loshon of the Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Chof Tes, he says also Moreses Le'Eved Ivri, Oy Li Yisrael Achir, it could be to any other Yisrael also, this is alone enough to make a Yisrael, to make her into a Shivcha and a Chrefes Leish. Now, as we said, the Rashba and the Rosh over there in Gittin, they say that this din is Lav Dafka Eved Ivri. This Rashba and the Rosh, they say this to answer Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos over there in Gittin, Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, the Ramban, they ask from our Gemara, that our Gemara says earlier, that Kulom in the time of Ezra, Shivcha is Charufo is Baalu, they were all over the Avera of being married, of also of being born as Shivcha Charufo. This is what the Pasuk tells us, we learn the Psukim, in Ezra, that Kulom, Shivcha is Charufo is Baalu. Now says Tosfos on the Ramban, if we make the Cheshbon, it comes out that Shivcha Charufo, in order to have a Shivcha Charufo, says the Gemara, we're talking about someone who's a Chatzah Shivcha, the Chatzah Baschirin, Hamureses Le'Eved Ivri. Memela, if we're going to have a case of a Shivcha Charufa during the time of Ezra, which was during the time of the Bais Sheni, it will come out that not just we have a Shivcha Charufa during the Bais Sheni, we have also Eved Ivri Negea Bizman Bais Sheni, because in order to have a Shivcha Charufa, she has to be Mureses to Eved Ivri. Memela says Tosfos in the Ramban, that's Mavur in our Gemara, that there was Eved Ivri, was Noeg also, Bizman Bais Sheni, a big discussion over there in Yerushalayim, was there such a thing of Eved Ivri during the Zman of Bais Sheni? This is the Raya of Tosfos and Ramban, the Chiyuv Mal Sugya, must be its Negea, and on that says the Rashba and the Rosh, there's no Raya, because Enechanami, the Eved Ivri wasn't Noeg, but it's still possible to have a Shivcha Charufa in a case where she's Moreses to Apostate Yisrael. Even though the Gemara says the Lashon of Eved Ivri, this is the normal case. Normally, the Eved Ivri is going to be the one who's Moreses to, but so too the Din applies, the Parasha is the same Halacha, by Moreses Li Yisrael, and we do not need to have the Eved Ivri. Memele, it could be Be'emes, that in Eved Ivri Noeg Bizman by Sheini, like the discussion of the Entoisvis, and it could be that the Din of the Moreshivchal Charufa can still apply to Yisrael. Memele, Lechayre, Pashtis, Tosfos and the Ramban over there, who do bring this Raya and do not say like the Rashba and the Rosh, they disagree, and they hold like the Rabbeinu Gershom and the Rashi and Teres Kohanim, and they hold that this din of Eved Ivri is Dafke, and only if she's Moreses to Eved Ivri, then we have the Parsha of Shivcha Charufa. The Maisa, this din is Mafurish Neshagis Aryeh, he says in Chivas Karka, Simit Esvov, he says, he's Madaik like this in the Rambam Shita also, that we need to have Dafke Eved Ivri, and explains the Shagis Aryeh. The reason could be, is because since she's, if she's going to be Moreses only to Yisrael, then it could be since this Yisrael anyway is not permitted to marry her because of the Chetzi Shivcha, then he's not included in the parasha of Shivcha Charufa if someone else is going to be Baal, or because even the person who she is Moreses to is also only in a case where she's Moreses to Eved Ivri, where the Eved Ivri is permitted to marry her and to be Baal, or because there's no problem it's at the Shchelek of Chetzi Shivcha, then if someone else is Mezana with her, then it's going to be a problem on the parasha of Shivcha Charufa. This is the svar of the Rishonim, that we need Dafka Eved Ivri, because only then is included in the parasha of Shivcha Charufa, where she's Mutter to her husband, and therefore she's also on to everyone else. This is the svar, says the Shagasari in the Rambam, as we said, the Ramban and Tosfos is Mashmaze in Gittin, the Rash and the Rabbeinu Gershom, whereas on the other hand, we have the Rashba and the Rosh, and the Chinuch, they say that Eved Ivri is Lav Dafka, and it's discussed by Arichas. This discussion in Achrinim is Eved Ivri Dafke Ulav Dafke, another Arichas in the Makne, in the Kuntjes Achrin, in Simen Mem Dalet, in Simen Yudalet, so to the Inig Yom Tov, has all Simen, in Simen Kuf Mem Beis, if the Sugya is Dafke by Eved Ivri, or it can be also by any Yisrael. Now moving further on into the end of the Omid, we'll end the end of the Sugya of Shivcha Charufa over here, there's still one big Machlokes Rishonim, in the sugya over here of Shivcha Charufa. The Gemara tells us in the Mishnah that the difference between Shivcha Charufa and other Arayis is that over here, as we mentioned earlier, there's a Hekesh, and my timer says the Gemara, don't makshina adodi, they're compared to each other as a Hekesh, that the Ish is only going to be Chayev only if the Ish is Chayev es Malkus. And therefore, if the Ish is going to become Peturah for whatever reason, whether she's Shigeges or she's a Ketano, then so too he is not going to be Chayev a Korban. Now, Tosfos over here, there's a big machlokes Rishonim in this din of the Gemara that is a hekesh of comparing the chiyuv of the isha to the ish. Says Tosfos in the Ramaschil do makshul adodi that even though the Gemara of here is mashmad or makshul adodi is mashmad that they both hukash to each other, but Be'emes is only one way around. Only in a case where the isha is potter, then the ish becomes potter from his chiyuv korban. But the other way around, in a case where the Ish is going to become potter because he's a cotton, she is still going to be Chayiv Malkus. Mamile comes out, the Gemara is Losh, is Lav Dafke, only he is Hukash to her Chiyuv, but her Chiyuv is not Hukash to his Chiyuv, and she can become Chayiv even though he is potter. Says Tosfos is in Mefurish Notorias Kreyanim. We learn this out, a din of the Torias Kreyanim, in the case of Shivcha Charufa, we have a Joshua telling us that if a cotton who's already a Bentes, Haboah Shivcha Charufa is Chayiv in a Korban, is Chayiv. Says Tosfos, what does Chayiv mean? It can't be that he's Chayiv a Korban, he's a cotton. Says Tosfos, this Chiyuv means that she is Chayiv. And the Chiddush of the Torah's Kreinim is that even though we have a Hekesh by us in the Sugya, and he is only Chayiv if she is Chayiv, but says it to his kohenim that the other way around, she can become chayiv even though he's potter, because he's a cotton, he's not chayiv a korban. Afal pikein, even so, she could be chayiv malkus. This is the drosha of a Teres Kohenim. Mamela says Toysus bal kochach lehekush in our Gemara is only one way around. Even though the loshen of the Gemara will be mashma, it's a hukash lehadodi, says Toysus the loshen is lavdafke, and only he is hukash to her chiyuv. He needs to have that she is chayiv, but she is chayiv even in a case where he is potter. This is the shita of Toysus. The shita of Kubetzus over here, and brings down from the Rosh, that the Rosh disagrees, and the Rosh says that the Lashon of the Gemara is mashma, that hukshu lahadodi, and Memela, just like the Gemara says earlier clearly, that if she is not loika, then he doesn't bring a korban. So too, the other way around, if he, for whatever reason, is not going to bring a korban, because he's a cotton, then she is, behemoth, not going to be chayiv malchus. Not like the din of Tosfos, and behemoth, Tosfos quoted this din from the Toras Kohanim, which says, mafurish, that lechoyah, that she is going to be chayiv malchus. And the Rosh says no, the Rosh says hukshu la'adodi, says the Rosh, that she is also going to become potter from a malchus if he's a cotton and he's not chayv a korban. The din is found also mefurish in a Ravid. The Ravid in the Chzisuri Bia in Pei Gimel Aloch Yud Zayin is also mevur like the Rosh, that the Hekesh works all the way around also, and in the case of a cotton, a bo'al agduilo, she is also going to become potter from her malchus because he doesn't have a chiyuv korban. The Rogachov in Tafar Spaneach in Yisri Rebiya Peigim Aloch Yudalid, he's Medaik, so in the Tesefta by us, the Tesefta's Loshen is Peig Alef Aloch Ates, says the Tesefta, Im Hoyo Cotton, Hare Eilu Pturin. If he is a cotton, they are both potter. Hare Eilu Pturin is Mashmah referring to both of them, that she is also becomes potter because of this Hekesh, that she also needs that he should be Chayiv a Korban. Just like we found earlier, that he is only Chayiv a Korban when she is Chayiv Malkus. Now they don't explain. What do the Rosh and the Raiva do with this Toras Kohanim? The Lechem Mishnah says over there in Shkoges in Perek Tes Halacha Gimel, says the Lechem Mishnah, we have to say that the pashtus of the Gemara by us increases is mashma, that there's a hekesh both way around, and by us we don't paskin like this Toras Kohanim, who tells us that the chiyuv of the Isha is not tolu, does not depend on his chiyuv, and she's going to be chayiv malchus in any case, even though he's going to be potter from a korban. And we paskin like the Gemara over here by us increases, that there's a hekesh both way around, and she is also a potter. Now, these are the machlokes between Tosfos and the Rosh, the two deis. We find in the Rambam a third deir. What is the halacha in the case of a cotton, a bo'al agdoilo? The Rambam over there, in Shkoges Perek Tes Halacha Gimel, says that a cotton, a bo'al agdoilo, is a shivcha charufa, he is also chayiv a korban. He is chayiv a korban, says the Rambam, and she is chayiv malchus. The Ravid over there, as we said, the Ravid argues on the Rambam, and the Ravid says it's not true, because not just, he's not chayiv a korban, but says the Ravid, the opposite. Just like he is potter from his korban, she also becomes potter from her malchus, because we have a hekesh in our sugya. And says the Ravid, even if one's going to disagree and say there's no hekesh the other way around, like Tosfos is shitter, Baal Koponim, he is definitely potter from his korban, because he's a cotton. And Mamela, there's no way that he should become Chayiv, a Korban, like the Rambam says. Says the Magid Mishnah, the Chayiv one has to say, that the Rambam also agrees that there's a Hekesh over here both way around, but the Rambam holds that the Hekesh, everything depends on the Isha. And the Gemara means to tell us that everything depends, what is the Chiyuv of the Isha. If the Isha is going to become potter from a Malkus, then he is potter from his Korban. But so too, if the Isha is Chayiv Malkus, then he automatically becomes chayiv a korban, and this is the reason why the Rambam holds that the ish, even though he's a cotton, is going to be chayiv a korban since she is chayiv malchus, and this is the limud of the hekesh, that everything depends on her, and she's the kuveya. If she's chayiv, then everyone's chayiv, and if she's potter, everyone's potter. This is how the Magid Mishnah says. Says the Lechem Mishnah, it's very hard to understand to say such a thing, because if so will come out, that if she is going to be potter, because she's going to be chayiv, because she was awake, Lamosha, the case of he, Ariel, she was awake, but that he was sleeping, who Yoshein, then you're going to tell me that he becomes chayiv now in the korban, even though he did the Maisa Bia when he was sleeping. The Chayyar is definitely poshet that he is going to become potter. We don't say that we have a hekesh, that everything depends on her. Only in this case where she is a gedoilo and he's a cotton, then the Chayyar says, Lechem Mishnah, says the Rambam holds that he is chayiv a korban. But not every single time we hold that everything depends on the Isha, and if the Isha is going to be chayiv, that always he is going to be chayiv. Memela says the Lechem Mishnah, the pshat is, the Rambam is, because the Rambam learns this din from the Toras Kohanim. Even though the Rambam holds that the hekesh of the Gemara is like Tosfos, The Hekesh is only telling us that if she is potter from a Malkus, then he is potter from a Korban. There's no Hekesh the other way around. But the Rambam holds that there's a new drosh in the Torah's Kohenim telling us that a Kotten, a Boal, a Gedoilo, the Kotten, a Bentes Shonim, a Boal, a Gedoilo, says the Torah's Kohenim is Chayiv. So we said that Tosfos learns this means to say that she is Chayiv Malkus. But the Rambam learns that this is referring to the Kotten, that the Kotten is Chayiv a Korban, like the Pashas of Torah's Kohenim, that it's referring to his Chiyuv. Mamela, in this case where she's a cotton and he's a cotton and she's a gedoilah, the Rambam holds that he is chayv a korban because of this drosh of a Torah's Kohenim, even though mitzad a hekesh, there's bemes no hekesh the other way around, like the shitta of Tosfos. Mamela, we have over here three different deyas in the Rishonim in the hekesh in the sugya. Tosfos holds the hekesh is only one way around, and the case of a cotton a boal a gedoilah, the halacha is the cotton is potter and the gedoilah is chayv. The shitta of the Rosh and the Ravid is that there's Hekesh both way around, Zamamela, Kotten, Abba, Lagduilo, they are both potter. And the Rambam shitta is by Kotten, Abba, Lagduilo, that they're both Chayiv, the Kotten's Chayiv a Korbin, and the Gduilo is Chayiv Malkus. Three Rei Machlokes over here in the Rishonim in this Hekesh. Now the Rambam over there said something interesting. The Rambam says that even though over here the Kotten is going to be Chayiv a Korbin, but Einu Mevi Korbin ad She Yagdil. Says the Rambam, he's not going to bring his Korbin when it's a Kotten. He's going to wait to bring his korban only when he becomes a godel. Reb Chaim over here in the Stenzlach al Hashas, in Siman Shin Samaches, he explains that l'chayah, the kavon of the Rambam, is not that the whole chiyuv only materializes and only becomes nischayev later on when he becomes a godel. The Rambam's mashma that the chiyuv already is on him already when he's a cotton. The reason why he doesn't bring a korban yet is not because he wasn't chayev. He's chayev for the ma'aser bia when he's a cotton. It's because we have a halacha in korbanos that we need to have a bar akrova. We need to have someone who has das to be makriv the korban. All korbanos need to have das akrova. The das of the bailim, liritzoinoi, it has to be brought for his rotzin. He has to have das of the bailim. Mamela says Rambam, that's mistaba, even though he become chayev in the korban over here, we have a gzeis hakosu from the Torah's Kohanim, like the Lech Mishnah explained. We have a din telling us that he is chayev a korban, but the havoah of the actual korban cannot take place when he's a cotton, because we need to have someone who has das for a krover. Mamela says the Rambam, we have to wait. Ad sheyagdil doesn't mean that the chiyuv is only later on. The chiyuv is actually straight away, but there's a problem that he can't actually be makriv the korban only when he's a bar krover. And Mamela says Reb Chaim, we have to wait also, not enough, that he becomes 12, where he's already oinas nedorim, he can be mafrish a korban, this won't be enough. He has to actually go and have das for a krova, which needs das of a godoil in order to be mekayim the korban kedin of leutzoinoi. Mamela, this is how Reb Chaim explains the shit of the Rambam, the shit of Mechudeshes over here, that we can have a case of a cotton who's chayiv a korban, but he actually doesn't bring his korban until he has das of a godoil, because as Reb Chaim explains, this is a gemara in the Dorim Lamed Hey, we need to have a korban, needs to have das bailim la krova in order to be mekayim the din of leutzoinoi. This is how Reb Chaim explains the shit of the Rambam.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com. Shasilluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Bedil. Maseches Keresis is dedicated by the Donors Fund, Le'ilu Nishmas Shena Esther Bas Rabbi Shaya. This shiur is part 2 of a 2-part series.
This shiur is a shiur part 2 of Krisis Daf Yud Aleph, discussing a few more points at the beginning of the new perik, points we didn't get to in the first shiur over here in Krisis Daf Yud Aleph. We'll start the shiur with the perik, the new perik on Yud Aleph Amid Beis, the third perik, Omilo Yochal Tochelev, and we'll make a little akdoma over here in the coming sugyas discussing the nemonus of Eid Echod and of two Eidim. In the case where the baldovo, the person the aid is being made against, either he's being makhish or he's being shoysek, as we'll see in the whole sugya, then there's a sugya of eid echod and the monos of two eidim. Now the Mishnah starts off, omilo yechal tochele mevichatos, then the Mishnah says, eid oimer ochal ve'eid oimer lo yochal, or ish oimer is ochal ve'ish oimer is lo yochal, even though ish is posle eidos, like Tosfos points out over here, says the Mishnah, mevi oshom tolui. Tosfos, in the first Tosfos in the period, the Ramaschil Omriloi tells us that the Mishnah of the din of Eidoim Ochal, Eidoim Eloi Ochal, he brings the Oshem Tolui is only in a Hechatimtze, in a case where the two Eidim are coming together, they're coming Bebasachas, and one of them is Eid Echod Ba'ak Choshe. One Eid says and tells us that he, this person, ate Chilev, and the other person, the other Eid, disagrees and is Makhish the first Eid, and since they came Bebasachas, there's no more nemonis to the first one, more to the second one, and therefore, the person brings Oshem Tolui, the din of Eid Echod Ba'ak Choshe. But says Toisvus, a very Yisoidusiganukuda, that if the Eid Echod will be coming by himself, and the second only later on, the second Eid comes, and this is Bozeh HaChazeh, and the first Eid originally tells us, Eid Erima Ochal, he said that this person is Reuven, he ate Chelev. And we already believe this Eid, we already Mekabel the Eidus, and we already believe this Eid that this person ate Chelev. Then even if later on there's going to be another Eid Echod, and he's going to disagree, and he's going to be Makhish, the first Eid, and say that Lo Yochal, this is not true, and he did not eat any Chelev, he's not going to be Ne'emon. Says Tosfos, because this is the Klal, which the Klal is mentioned in Yevamos, in Pezayin Amud Beis, Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, also in Yevamos at the end. The Yesod of Ula, the Gemara says, that Kol Mokoyim Shehemino Torah Eid Echod, every place where the Torah believed the Eid Echod, Harehu Kishnayim, he has a Koyach, just like two Eidim, since the Torah says he's Ne'emon, he has a Koyach like two Eidim, and later on, when the Eid Echod wants to come and be Makhish, and go and disagree with the first Eid, then Ein Dvorov Shel Echod, B'mokim Shnayim, he has got a koyach to go against the first Eid, because the first Eid has a koyach of two, he has a koyach of Shnayim. This is the klal of the Gemara in Yevamos, Kol Mokim She'emino Toyer Eid Echod, Ayehu Kishnayim. Memela says, Toisvus, in a case where it'll be Bozeach HaZeh, since the first Eid was already Ne'emon, and we already took his Eidus, and we believed him like two, to say that this person is going to be Chayiv a Korban, Memela later on, the second Eid is coming and saying, Lo Yochal, he's not going to be believed because he's one against two, because the first Eid has a Koyach of two Eidim. Memela says, Toisvus, we have to say that the din of our Mishnah is only Bebasachas, that they're coming together. There was never yet a time when we already believed the first Eid before we heard already the Eidus of the second Eidus. Memela, there's never a nemonus of two to the first one, and therefore there's a din of Eid Echod Ba'ak Choshe, and the only being Oshem Tolui. Now this difference between Bebasachas and Bozeh HaChazeh, which Toisvus says, it doesn't seem a dova muskum everywhere in Shas that Toisvus takes on. It seems in the Gemara in Soter, Lamed Aleph from Amud Beis is actually a machloikus about this point, and it could be even Bebasachas. We still say that the first person who spoke, he's the one who has the Koyach Kishnaim, the Eidoi Ma'ochal, he has the Koyach Kishnaim, the Shita of Yitzchok over there. And the Mela, there will be no difference between Bebasachas and Bozeh HaChazeh, and Be'emes Toisvus over there in Soter asks, that if it's even Bebasachas, and what are we going to do with our Mishnah, which says that the case of Oshem Tolui, L'chayyah, we always should have the klal of Kol Mokim She'emin O'Toyah, and the Orch L'Nehaviyah points out that it seems that Toisvus by us understands that there's no machlokes, and everyone agrees that the din is that in the case of Bozeh HaChazeh, then there's a locha of Kol Mokim She'emin O'Toyah, whereas a case of Bebasachas, where they come together, then we do not yet have the klal of Kol Mokim She'emin O'Toyah, and we do not give the first Eid a din of two, and therefore Tosfos Bepshitos over here without mentioning the Gemara in Soter, because Tosfos holds, like the Orch L'Nehaviyah explains, there's no machlokes, and everyone agrees that Bebasachas, we do not have the klal of Kol Mokim She'emin O'Toyah. So this is the Yesod which Tosfos tells us by us in the beginning of the Perek, that the din of our mission of Eidoim Ochal Eidoim Eloi Ochal is only in Echatimtzah where they came together, because otherwise we have the klal of Kol Mokim She'emin O'Toyah Eid Echod Ayehu Kishnayim, and the second Eid is not going to have any koyach to go and argue with the first Eid. Now this Yesod of Tosfos is be'emes a very big machlokes in Rishonim. The Shach in Yerideya and Tzimukuf Chav Zayin, Tziv Kotin Yudalid, so too Rebbe Kiva Eiger already at the beginning of Yerideya, earlier in Yerideya, he brings down the Shach and brings down the Machlokes in Siman Aleph in the Taz Tziv Kotin Chav Gimel, and says the Shach that be'emes what Tosfos says over here in our Mishnah, and Tosfos brings in the Klal of Kol Mokim She'emin O'Toyah is a big Chiddush, because as we know, we have two kinds of Eiduyos in Shas, we have two kinds of Eidus all over Shas. We have a case of Eidim who are coming to be made on a Dovah Sheba Over. There's cases where we need to have two Eidim, Kiddushi and Gitti, and all the Dovah Sheba Over, the Halacha is, we need to have two Eidim. This is the Halacha of Ein Dovah Sheba Over, Pochis Mishnayim. And therefore, there's Halacha that we need to have a Koyach of two Eidim, and this is the din of Dovah Sheba Over. Where else do we know? There's a din of Eid Echod. This is a din of Yisurin. The din is that Eid Echod is Neimon by Yisurin. The Gemara over there, in the beginning of Yishar Yabo, and Yivomus, in the 8th period, we learn this out from different Mekuris, the Matzkona Rashi holds the Svara, that Eid Echod is Neimon by Yisurin, you have a Koyach of Eid Echod. So when it comes out like Dovel Shabbat over, we need to have two Eidim. Whereas Eid Yisurin, we only need to have one Eid. The din, if an Eid Echod comes along and says on a piece of meat that this is a piece of Chilev, then he's Neimon. If he says it's Shuman, he's also Neimon. Are we allowed to go and eat this piece of Shuman, relying on only one Eid Echod, because Eid Echod is Neimon by Yisurin. Now, says the Shach, we do find that in Dovah Shebe Over, sometimes we have a leniency and we say the Torah allows the din of the Eid Echod even by Dovah Shebe Over. This is found in the Gemara over there in Yevomis, in the Sugya of a Meis Bailo by Aguna, that the husband dies, we have a Sofik if it's Meis Bailo. Says the Gemara over there that we can rely on Eid Echod even though it's a Dovah Shebe Over, this is a Kula, because we the Chazal were machmi b'soifa, and therefore he kilu mitchiloso, they allowed the edus of the Eid Echod, even though it's a Dovah Shebe Over, the Eid Echod is allowed his Neimon to go and tell this Isha that Meis Bailo, her husband died, and she can remarry, even though it's a discussion and it's a nidon of Isha's Ish, and which is a Dovah Shebe Over, but Meis Bailo, there's a din, that is a Neimonus of Eid Echod. So too we find in Soita, over there earlier in Daf Lamed Aleph, which we quoted, with the discussion over there, if the Isha was Mezana or not, and there also we find the Kula, Agzeus HaKosuv, that Eid Echod is Neimon, to go and say that this Isha was Nitmeis, she was Nitmo, and she was Mezana, and therefore the Eid Echod, we believe the Eid Echod, after a Kinui and Hysteria of the husband. Also, we find in Soita the end, in Daf Mem Zayin, by the Suga of Egla Arufo, we find a dead person, and we don't know who killed him. And then there's a dinner that Eid Echod is Neimon to say, you're Isi HaHoyrig. If one Eid comes along and says that he saw the person who killed him, he's also Neimon, even though Be'emes Migzoni Agzeis HaKosuv, because it's a Chidush, even though he has Alochis of Yitzicha, which always needs to have two Eidim. Afa Pikein even saw the Gemara, there learns out, there's Dinim, there's Kulis. Certain times we do have a din that we can rely on one aid. Memelo, Be'emes one could say, and says the Shach, this is Be'emes the Shitta of the Nemuki Yosef for the beginning of Ishar Abba on the 8th Perek. He brings down the Ritva, B'shem the Shitta of the Ri, that they say that this din of Kol Mokim She'emino Torah Eid Echod, Harehu Kishnaim, he has a Koyach of two, this is only said in a case where Be'emes, we need to have the Koyach of two aidim. Because as we said, we have a din of Dovah Shebe Over. In Dovah Shebe Over, Pochis Mishnayim, we need to have two Eidim. So even though we find Gzeis HaKosuvs and Svoris and Kulis, that sometimes you can rely on one Eid, this Koyach of the Eid, Be'emes, has a Koyach of two Eidim, because Be'emes will need two Eidim normally. And we only, there's a Gzeis HaKosuv to say that we can rely on one Eid. So this Mechudesh Diga Kula of Eid Echo that is Neimon by Meis Bailo, that is Neimon by the Egla Rufo, that is Neimon by the Isha Soita, these cases, the Koyach of the Eid Echod is Bal Kolchoch, a Koyach of two Eidim, because we need two Eidim, so it must be that the Torah, by the mere fact that the Torah allows us to rely on this Eid Echod, means that the Torah is actually giving him a Koyach of two Eidim. And then it is said that if a second Eid comes along and contradicts the first Eid, he's not Neimon, because the first one already had a Koyach of two, and Ein Dvorav Shal Echod B'mokim Shnayim. Masha Inkein said the Ritva Nemuki Yosef from the Ri, that in a case where we have a din of Yisurin, which is a klal of Eid Echod Neimon B'Yisurin, we never need to have two Eidim, then there's never a klal that the din of this Eid Echod has a Koyach of two people. Because the fact that the Torah believed him is because we rely on Eid Echod, even though he has only a Koyach of one Eid, he's also got a Koyach, even though we never gave him a Koyach of two Eidim. Memela, there's no din of Aymino Torah Eid Echod, because the Torah said we can rely on him, it must be that he has a Koyach of a two. This is only when two are needed, Mashein Ken Yisurin, they're not needed, two Eidim are not needed, Memela, therefore the din will be that Eid Echod, he still has a Koyach of Eid Echod, and later on, even Bozeh HaChazeh, a second Eid will come along and contradict the first Eid, will also have a Koyach to say that he contradicts, because there's no Dvorav Shel Echod, B'mokim Shnayim, because the first one actually has a din of Eid Echod only, because it's not needed anything more than a Koyach of Eid Echod. Says the Shach, this Svorah of the Ritva, the Mekuy Yosef on the Ri, is Mavur in our Tosfos, that Tosfos disagrees. Over here, we're discussing a Sugya of Achilas Chelev, the edus of an Eid Echod coming along and talking about someone that he ate chilev also has a din of Eid Echod Nemon B'Isuin. He also has a kriach of the Eid Echod. He has a parish of Isuin. There's no Dovah Sheva Elvo here involved. There's no reason we should need two Eidim. There's a din of Eid Echod. If there wouldn't be a kriach of the Eid Echod who's contradicting over here, then the din would be that the Eid Echod is chayev echatos, as long as the Baldova, the person himself, it doesn't disagree, like we'll see later on in the sugya. The Eid Echod alone is enough to have a koyach to go and be mechayev the person, a korban, if hakopan the person is shoysik or bayin yedea, like we'll see soon. Mamela over here, we do not need to have the koyach of two Eidim. So Mamela says the shach from Toysos by us, that Toysos over here brings down the klal of kol mokoyim shemin otoyer, and Toysos says over here also, if they'll be coming bozeh achazeh, then we'll say that the first aid who says ochal, he has a koyach of two people, must be that Toysos disagrees with this yisoid from the Ritva and the Mukha Yosef, and Toysos holds that every single aidus in the Torah, where the Torah said that we have a koyach to believe one aid, this is Behemoth's got a koyach of two aidim, because we always rely only on two Eidim, and any time when the Torah relies on one, the pshat is that this one has Behemoth got a koyach of two, and therefore, even in our Mishnah also, if it would be Bozeh Chazeh, the second Eid will not have any koyach to contradict the first Eid, because the first Eid already has got a koyach of two, because of this din of Nemonus, even though we're discussing over here Yisurim, and not Dovah Shabbat over. Maybe we have a very Yisrael thing of Achleikis, if this klal of Komokin Shemin Torah applies everywhere, anytime Eid Echod is Nemon, or only in a case where really we need two Eidim. Says the Shach, Behemoth, this Machlikas, is the Machlikas the beginning of Yeridea, like we said before, for Yerbikveger. We find this Machlikas, La Alocha, between the Marik in Sheirish Lamed Gimel, and the Marshal, who's in Yamshel Shleima, in Chuli, in the first Perek, in Sementes. They have a Machlikas by a Sheichet Shechted the Korban. And he said, he told the people that the shechita was very good, it went, came out very well, and the behemah is kosher, everyone could go and eat from this behemah. Later on, Eid Echod comes along and says, no, he was there, b'shas shechita, and he saw that there was a problem with the shechita, and the shechita actually made the behemah a mevela, and he's also ba'achila, and he contradicts the sheichet, who says that the korban is kosher, the behemah is roi la'achila. Says Marik, that since the sheichet, the first person who's the sheichet himself, we're not talking about a case, where someone's negeh b'dovo, he has a loch of Eid Echod, he's a Nemon, but he's suing to say, if he's a god of Nemonus, like a normal kosher sheichet, he has a loch of a Nemonus of Eid Echod to say on his shechita, that he shechted properly and it came out well, there was no problem in the Maise shechita. Therefore, he already has a koyach of two. So later on, when the second aid, he wants to come along and contradict the sheichet, and he says that the shechita wasn't good, he's actually contradicting two people, because the Eid Echod at the beginning, the sheichet has a koyach of two people using this klal of kol mokoyim sheminotoyah Eid Echod areyu kishnayim, and therefore the second Eid is not Nemon, and we're allowed to eat this meat, lechatchila, because there's no din to go and say that there's a Eid Echod who has a koyach to be makhish, the first sheichet. The Marshal disagrees, and the Marshal says, no, over here, the first sheichet doesn't have a koyach like two. He has a din of Eid Echod, which is Nemon B'Isurin. In Isurin, we don't say that his koyach is automatically like two Eidim, and therefore there's definitely a koyach for later on, for the Eid Echod to come along and disagree with him. And now we have the Eid Echod back Choshe and Mamila, it's not permitted to eat this meat. Now the Halacha, we paskin over there in the Shulchan Aruch, in the end of Yerideh Siman Aleph, like the Marik, that once the Sheichet has already told us, and everyone knows that he's Nemon, and he has now an Nemonus to go and say that his meat was kosher and was shechted, then the Eid Echod cannot come along and disagree with the Sheikhet to go and disqualify the meat from Shechita, from Achila, because this klal of Kolmokin Sheyemino. Memela says the Shachi comes out that this machlikas between the Marik and the Marshal is Behemoth's machlikas Tosfos by us, and the Ritva in the beginning of Yevamos in Perek Ches over there, B'shem Neri, this is the same machlikas, and Memela comes out la'alocha we paskin, like the Tosfos by us, that even by Isurim also, we have this halacha of Kolmokin Shemino Torah, and it's a big kula that later on we could not have Eid Echod contradicting the first Eid, because by Isurim also, we have this klal of Kolmokin Shemino Torah, Eid Echod, Harehu Kishnai. Now it's worth pointing out that we find another svar over here to say, not like Tosfos by us, but like the Shitta of the Ritva, to say that by Isurin, there's no din of Kolmokin Shemino Torah. And this svar, the Reb Chaim in the Sif al Rambam, in Hilchus Ritzeach, Perek Tes Halach Yudalet, says Reb Chaim, that Be'emes, if we look in the Rambam also, it's Mavur, like the Shitta of the Ritva, B'Shem Neri, that only by Dovah Sheva Elva do we find the Klal of Ula, of Chol Mokin Shem Minotoya Idecha, Dari Krishnaim, we do not find this by other Yisurim. Says Reb Chaim, in the Rambam is Muchach, that the reason is, not because of the Ritva Svara, because Eidecho Nemon B'Yisurim does not need a Koyach of two Eidim, whereas Dovah Sheva Elva needs a Koyach of two Eidim. Because the Rambam is Mavur, that by Dovah Sheva Elva, even in a case where we'll be using a Koyach of Eidim Psulim, which don't have a Koyach of Shnayim, also they all have got a Koyach to go and use this klal of Dovah Sheva Elva, like Meis Bailo. Even an Isha can come along and say, Meis Bailo, tell a different Isha that her husband died, and she's also Nemon, and in that case, Rambam holds the Isha who's been made, does not actually have a koyach of Shnayim, because she's an Isha Psul, she's Pasul Eidus, and she doesn't have the koyach of Komokin Shemino Tehir, that she should be Kosher Eidus. She doesn't have a din of koyach of Shnayim. And maybe we see that it must be exist a kosov that Eidechot over there is permitted, even though it doesn't have a koyach of two more than every other case. Mamela, the din of Dovah Sheva Elva is not because a Dovah Sheva Elva has a din of a koyach of Shnayim, Mashainkin Isurin is only a koyach of 1 8. But says Reb Chaim, the Svar is a different Svar totally. And the Svar of the Rambam seems to be that in the case of the Dovah Sheva Elva, where we find that the Torah is more makel, even though we need to have two Eidim normally, the reason is because the Torah gave a gzeis hakosuv that a isha and a person, a idechod, his nemon to go be made to say edus that nitmeis, like the Gemara says over there in Soito, there's a koyach, the gzeis hakosuv is that the person, the idechod, has got a koyach to say that this isha was actually mezana, she's a sofek soita, he has a koyach, even a idechod, a gzeis hakosuv, that he has a koyach to say nitmeis. So too, by the Egla Rufo, there's a Gzeis HaKosuv to say that the Eid Echod is Neemon to say your Isi HaHurig, he's the one who saw the Hurig, and therefore we don't bring Egla Rufo. Says Reb Chaim, this Neemonus which the Torah is Mechadish to us of Eid Echod is only in a case where they're positively coming along and being made on this Eidus which the Torah allowed the Rabbonon to go and rely on Eid Echod. The Bezdin can rely on the Eidus of Eid Echod when he says Nitmeis, when he says Ra'isi HaHoyrig, when he says Meis Bailo. But in the case where the Eid is coming to contradict the first Eid, and he's saying Loi Meis Bailo, the husband didn't die. Or he says Loi Ra'isi HaHoyrig, it can't be that you saw the Hoyrig and you didn't know who the person was who killed this person. Or he says Loi Nitmeis, the Isha was Loi Nitmeis. Says Reb Chaim, that there's no nemonus in the Torah to say loy nitmeis. There's no nemonus to say loy ra'isi. And there's no nemonus to say loy meis bailo. Memela, in this second aid coming along and just contradicting the first aid, he's actually got a koyach of aid echod. He doesn't have a koyach of two, because there's no din that he is actually nemon to go and say such a kind of statement. The only nemonus which we find, which is exist at Kosov, is only to say positively meis bailo, to say ra'isi ha'orig, and to say nitmeis. Memela, this is the reason why the first one actually gets the koyach of two people, whereas the second one has not got koyach to be makrish, because it's a dovah sheba over, and the idechod cannot be nemon in the case of a dovah sheba over. Memela, this is only when it's a negia, a dovah sheba over, we need to have two people. Mashenken in Isurim, where everyone is Neemon. Memela, there's no Maila of the first aid over the second aid, because Enechen Ami, the first aid is the one who's saying about in the Mishnah Ochal, but the second one is saying Loy Ochal is as much Neemon as the first aid, and Memela, therefore, we should not have this Klal of Tosfos by us of Kolmokin Shemino Torah only in the Dovah Sheba Over. Memela, this is Reb Chaim's new Svara, that the reason why by only find this by Dovah Sheba Over, which he learns in the Shit of the Rambam, like the Shit of the Ritva, is because in the case of Dovah Sheva Elva, we need a Gzeis HaKosuv to teach us that there's an emonus of Eid Echod and we do not need to have two people. And in a case where we need a Gzeis HaKosuv, then we have to look at the Gzeis HaKosuv of what Eidos is the Torah referring to. And the Torah is not referring to the Klolistig Klal to be made about the Egla Rufa or to be made about the Sofik Soita. It's referring to a certain Eidos which is saying positively, you see how Hoyrig, or in the case where he says Nitmeis, he says Meis Bailo, and this is where he has the Koyach, not in the case where the person is coming to say in the negative and he's just arguing with the first aid, and therefore he doesn't have a Koyach like two, because in Dovah Sheva Elva, Pocho is Mishnayim. This is the Yisoid of Reb Chaim over there in Uchis Riteach, in Perik Tes, Halach Yudalet. Now, it's worth just mentioning one more nekuda, that Reb Chaim takes on in the Rambam's shitta, that he holds like the Ritva, and he holds this shitta of the Ri, that in Isurim, in any time, when you're only discussing on the monos of Isurim, then it doesn't apply this klal of kol mokim sheimino teyre yidecho dariyu kushnaim. He doesn't have a koyach of two people by Isurim. This is so in the Rambam, the Pleitzi also, in Yerudeh, in Simen Samach Tes, Yivkot and Lamed, so to the Keren Uriah, Nivomus, Kufyud Zainom and Beis. They also take on that the shit of the Rambam is like the Ritva, Beshem the Ri, and not like Toysus by us who holds that even by Isurim, we have the cloud of Komokim Shemin or Torah. But we find it in the Sivus, in the Sefer and Torah's Gittin, in the beginning of Gittin, in Beis Omed Beis, and Ibn Bino is also Marich like this, in Chilik Aleph, in Dineshchita, Simen Dalet, and they say, it says in the Sivus, that we know there's a very famous Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin in Peik Tezayin, Alocha Tezayin. The Rambam tells us Alocha, the Aidecho that comes along and tells us that this Chaticha, which is lying on the table, this piece of meat, is actually a piece of Chelev, which is awesome in Atoyer to eat. The Aidecho himself, there's no two Eidim. We have no idea beforehand what this piece of meat is. And the Aidecho comes along and tells us that this piece over here is a piece of Chelev. Says the Rambam that even though he's only a Aidecho, but once he's already been made, and he's already told us that this piece of meat is a piece of chelev, then Eid Echod Be'isa Yuchzak. This is the world famous Rambam of Eid Echod Be'isa Yuchzak, says the Rambam, that later on if someone comes along and he's going to eat this piece on the table, which the Eid Echod is the one who told us that it is chelev, the person is actually going to get Malkus. Even though Eid Echod normally is not a Neman to go and give Malkus, but over here, the Eid Echod didn't talk directly to the person. The Eid Echod was first referring to the piece on the table. And the piece on the table he established with the koyach of Eid Echod that it's Eid Echod be'isa yuchzak to say that it is chelev. And the Eid Echod also has a koyach to do so. And once it is already established that this piece is a piece of chelev, later on someone comes along and eats it, he's going to get malchus because of this koyach which the Eid Echod had originally to be koyvea, to tell us and let us know that this piece is a piece of chelev. Says the Nesivus, in order to have this yisoid of the Rambam, the Eid Echod be'isa yuchzak, we have to have the koyach of two eidim. The reason the Rambam holds that such a klal of Eid Echod be'isa yuchzak is built on this yisoid of the, which we're discussing now, of kol mokoim, she'emino toira Eid Echod, hariyu kishnaim. This is the koyach of Eid Echod, that he has a koyach of two people, kol mokoim, she'emino toira Eid Echod, hariyu kishnaim. Memeila, when he comes and is made, and he tells us that this piece of chelev is a piece of chelev, since his name on it is Yisurin, so Memeila, he has a koyach now of two people. Memeila, later on, when someone comes and eats it, he's going to get Malkus, and Eid Echod is a yuchzak, because kol mokoim, she'emino toira. Memeila says in the Sivus, it's Muchach in the Rambam, and he disagrees with the Pleitzi, that the Rambam holds like Tosfos by us in the Sugya increases, and Tosfos and the Rambam says the Nesivos hold that even by Isurim also we have this klal of Kol Mokim Sheimino Toyer. So too Reb Chaim Oizer is Marich like this, in Achiezer, in Chilek Alef Simevov, Sivkot Mevov, that this din of Issa Yuchzak must be with the Koyach of Kol Mokim Sheimino Toyer, and therefore Reb Chaim Oizer says a Chiddush, that in a case where we do not have Kol Mokim Sheimino Toyer, like a Isha, who's Posel Eidus, then Be'emes the Alocha will be not like the din of the Rambam, and if a Isha will tell us that this piece is a piece of chelev, there will be not traich the klal of Eid Echod be'isa yuchzak, because we do not have the din of kol mokim she'emino toira Eid Echod ariyu kushnaim. This is how Reb Chaim Oizer, the Nesivus and Toyas Gittin over there, and Gittin based on Med Beis, they argue, and this is arguing the Reb Chaim, who takes on that the Rambam holds, that even in a case of a chelev also, we in Isurim, the Rambam also holds like the Ritva, that there's no din of kol mokim she'emino toira. Now the Truma Sakri and Simon Peizayin, if you've got involved over there, it's mashma like Reb Chaim takes on and he puts together the shitta of the Rambam of Eid Echod be'isa yuchzak, even though the Rambam doesn't hold of the din of Kol Mokim She'emino Toyer, besides a Dovah Sheba'over, only over there we find the shitta of the Rambam. So we discussed over here, very Yisaitzitzig and Machlokes, if the din of Kol Mokim She'emino Toyer, Eid Echod, has a halacha also by Yisurim or only by Dovah Sheba'over, and we said Tosfos Machlokes between Tosfos by us and the Ritva in the beginning of Yevamos in Perek Ches, the beginning of the Ishar Abba in the 8th Perek of Yevamos, and we said that the Rambam is a Machlokes in the Achrinim, and Reb Chaim is Masbe, a different Svara, why the Rambam holds that this klal only applies to Yisurim, and not only to Dovah Sheba'over, and not to any Yisurim, and we said actually it's a Machlokes, like the Sheikh points out, between the Marik and the Marshal, and Lehaloch and Lemaisa, we paskin like the Marik, which is like the shit of Tesis by us, that even by Isurim we have the klal of Kol Mokrim Shemino Toyot Eidechod, Harihu Kishnaim. Now we'll just end with one more point over here. The Karenari asks a very interesting question in Yevamos Pezainim at base on Tosfos by us, who says that here we have the klal of Kol Mokrim Shemino Toyo Idechod, asks the Karenari, since as we know, Shitas HaTosfos in our Sugya, and so too in the Sugya in the beginning of Bama Metzia, and in Kedushin Samachay, is that the whole nemonus of Eidechot to be Mechai Vekorben is only Betziruf, is only together with the Shtika Koridor, with the fact that the Baldovo is being Shoisek, and he says he doesn't know he's being Shoisek, he says even any Edea is part of a Korben, only when he's being Shoisek, where you have a Shtika Koridor, then the Eidechot is Nemon to go and be Mechai Vekorben. Mamela asks the Karen Oyer, how Bichlal can Toisvus over here bring in the klal of Kol Mokrim She'emino Toyo Eidechod? Over here, the Toyo actually wasn't Maimin Eidechod. We don't believe the Eidechod. The Eidechod is only Neman, only because the Baldova is being Shoisik, because of Shtika Koridor. Mamela, how do we have the klal of Kol Mokrim She'emino Toyo? Says the Karen Oyer, that since, as we discussed in the Daf Yud Beis, in the Shia, that the main din of Eidechod, his Neman according to Tosfos, only with Shtika Koridor, this does not mean to say that we need the real Shtika, that the Shtika is Koridor. The din of the Eidechod is only Betziruf, he needs also have a glaim Ledovo from the Shtika, but the actual Nemanus is the Nemanus of the Eidechod, and we only need extra help with the Shtika Koridor to make a glaim Ledovo to believe the Eid. But Lemais, at the end of the day, it's the Nemonus of the Eidechod which is working, which is being Mechayiv in Mekorben. Memela says, Akainoi, this is enough to say that we have the Klal of Komokin She'emino Toyo over here, even though over here, he actually does need to have also the Koyach of the Shtika Koridor of the Baldova. But the Sha'ar Melech in Shkoges, Peri Gimel Alocha Beis, he asks a question also on this Shittas HaTosfos, but just the other way around, the opposite way. He asks the Sha'ar Melech that since Lemais HaTosfos says that the klal of shtik of the Eidechod over here is only with shtika koridor. Over here where we have a Eidechod ochal, the Eidechod lo ochal. So they have a disagreement between the Eidim themselves. Did this person eat chelev or didn't he eat chelev? So we have a Eidechod who says ochal, Eidechod ima lo ochal. It says Tosfos, over here we're talking about a case where he's being shoisek, he's keeping quiet. And therefore you have the shtika koridor enough to be mechayiv ima korban. Ask Shasha HaMelech that over here, L'chayah, we should not you have the klal at all of Shtika Koridor. Because the Shtika Koridor is, we find, only in a case where the person should have said something if he disagrees with the aid. This is the Svara, which Tetzvah says over there in Yevamos, in Peiches, that L'chayah, if a person, if the Baldovo disagrees with the aid and he holds that he didn't eat Chelev, then why is he keeping quiet? He should have disagreed with the aid. So the mere fact that he didn't say anything to contradict the aid is a raya that Be'emes he holds, that he agrees to the aid, and he says he holds also that it's mistaba to say that he ate chelev. Memela, says the Sha'ar Melech, this svar only applies in a case where we only have one aid echod who comes and says that he ate chelev. So then, the fact that he doesn't argue with the aid is a raya of shtika koridor. But over here we have already two aidim who are arguing with each other. And one says ochal, or one says lo ochal. So Memela could be that the reason why the Baldova over here didn't get involved is because he said that anyway we have someone over here who's saying that he didn't eat. Eid echod oim lo yochal. So he doesn't have to get involved and disagree the first aid because someone's already doing that for him. The other aid echod, this Tosfos in Nozi, in Dav Chof or Medalev says clearly this Svara that when we have aid echod back choshe, we do not have any raya from the shtika of the Baldova to say shtika koridor. Memela says the Sha'ar Melech, he asks the Blad Latorichion that we have to know over here if we're talking about a case of Eidoim Ochal, Eidoim Eloy Ochal, why do we have to have the, how do we have Bichlal the Koyach of the Shtika Koridor of the Baldova over here if Lechere, anyway we have Eidechot back Choshe, maybe the reason why he's keeping quiet is not because he's being moider to the Eid, he doesn't agree at all, but he holds it's unnecessary for him to go and say his opinion what he did if anyway there's someone else coming along and saying, contradicting the first aid and saying that lo yochal. This is the kash of a Sha'ar Melech in Shkoges Pei Gimel Pei Halacha Beis on the shita of Tosfos by us of Nishtika Koridor Lechira in the case of Eidecha Bak Choshe. Where do we have the Shtika Koridor?
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram Eklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.